welcome you to day two of the Curious Characters of Christmas. Today and tomorrow, we're going to take a look at the life of Mary. And it's important that we not be guilty of two extremes. One extreme about Mary is that we really don't see her in very significant at all, and we just kind of go over the story and don't think much about it. No, her life does matter, and there's incredible examples for us from her life. The other extreme, though, is that we don't make Mary into something that she wasn't. She was a human being just like you and I. She was not divine, yet she was devoted to God. And so we must avoid both extremes. And as we look at her story today and tomorrow, we're going to discover a number of things that I think are a great challenge for us in our walk with Christ. And so let's look at Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. It says, In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now, Nazareth was just a small town, insignificant town that was going to instantly become a very important and significant town. Gabriel was kind of that go-to angel. He was kind of the angelic messenger for God when he was delivering important news. Let's keep reading. Verse 27, it says, He came to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And so these are the two characters we're looking at this week. Joseph, just a simple handyman, and Mary, a poor peasant teenager, two very insignificant individuals who are going to become very significant. Look at verse 28 and 29. It says, "And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be." Angels are not these cute, cuddly little creatures. They are honestly quite frightful when they show up. They're warriors. And many times in the Bible, when an angel appeared, it would cause men and women to get afraid and fall to the ground because they were such powerful creatures. And so this was a very natural reaction for Mary to be scared. Look at verse 30. "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.'" In other words, don't worry, this is not a judgment from the Lord. You've actually found favor. Verse 31, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus," Jehovah Saves. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And so, angel reveals this plan for the Messiah that they had been waiting for, that he would forever rule as our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But of course, while Mary, I'm sure, was very excited about this, she was perplexed. And we see why in verse 34. "And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most Holy, of the Most High, will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren." This, of course, would be John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, who would be the forerunner of Jesus about 30-some years later. Look at verse 37, "For nothing will be impossible with God." I should say so, because Mary ended up being pregnant, even though she had no relations with a man. That's why she was so confused to say that she was with child, because she had never been with a man. She was betrothed to Joseph. Now that's like an engagement, but it's a little bit more than an engagement like we have today. It was legally binding. To step away from being betrothed, you had to get divorced. And so this was a big deal. And so you were legally married, but you had not consummated the relationship physically, in an intimate way. And so that's why she was confused. And of course, we have the miracle of all miracles, the miraculous conception here. And I want us to look at the response for the rest of our time. I want us to look at the response of Mary, because I think looking at her two responses are two words of encouragement for us today as well. She said in verse 38, "And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed her." Here was Mary's two responses. I am the servant of the Lord, and let it be according to your word. In other words, here was Mary's response to Jesus's presence inside of her. I will serve you. I will submit to your plans. I will serve you and I will submit to your plan. How about us? Are we willing to serve God no matter what, to make the sacrifices of time, talents, treasures to serve God and the kingdom? This was no small matter. Do you really think that anyone was going to believe Mary, that she was pregnant and she's the only human in human history where it wasn't because she had laid with a man? Of course not. No one was going to believe this. Her reputation was going to be tarnished because of this. But her response is, I am here to serve you. So be it. I'm here to serve you. I will submit to your plans. And so that's my question for us today. That if you're watching this and you've asked Christ into your life, so you could say that Jesus exists in you through the Holy Spirit, then shouldn't our response be the same as Mary's? I will serve you and I will submit to you. What does that look like for you today? What does it mean to not serve your agenda, but God's agenda for your life? What would that look like to pull out the servant's towel and to say, I am going to pour my life out to serve God by serving others, even my enemies? To submit your plans to God's, that maybe he's got other plans for you. He's leading you in a direction. It wasn't where you had planned to go, and quite frankly, where you didn't want to go. But the doors that God's opening, will you take those? Because you're not on the throne. God's on the throne. How do we respond to the presence of Jesus in our life? The same as Mary. I will serve you, and I will submit everything to you and your plans for my life.